that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Chico State's University Art Gallery. We talk about the current exhibition, Dog Days. An installation with a playful spirit, surprising approaches, and trenchant but off-kilter political commentary. We have a conversation with the gallery's curator, Kelly Lindner, and with the artist who created the installation, Vietnamese-American artist Trong Ya Win. Also on today's program, we talk with Christine McShane, who is organizing next month's Chico Outdoor Art Festival, which invites artists of all levels to create paintings on the spot in a lovely outdoor location, interpreting what they see, as art enthusiasts and their families are invited to witness them creating their paintings. The festival will include discussions of how plein air, or outdoor painting, works. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. But first, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
In Dunsmuir, at the Siskiyou Arts Museum, an exhibit by the Pacific Rim Sculptors Group, a show called Forms and Sequences. The galleries open Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 4, and Sunday, noon to 4. In the gallery at Reading's Old City Hall, 1313 Market Street, artworks by Shasta College faculty. This exhibit, titled Art 300, includes paintings, photographs, drawings, sculptures, ceramics, and glass. The Old City Hall Gallery is open today till 6, tomorrow 11 to 3, then Tuesday through Thursday, noon to 5. At the Cascade Theater, Reading Theater Company presents Newsies. This musical, about a labor uprising among kids who sell papers in 1900, is full of high-energy dance numbers. The show plays tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 2 and 7:30. Only two more performances of The Outsiders at Riverfront Playhouse, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30. At the Orland Arts Center, the 9th annual group show with works by 40 artists from around California, displaying a wide variety of media, including watercolors, pastels, oils, and photography. Gallery hours 1 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Tonight, plant yourself in Chico's downtown plaza for the reggae beats of Mystic Roots. This Chico favorite starts jamming at 7 o'clock. At the beginning of next week, at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, The Mother Hips. This homegrown band, playing a new breed of California rock and roll, takes the stage Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Both shows begin at 7:30. Chico Theater Company opens its run of the rollicking and romantic musical Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Curtain time is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, and 2 o'clock on Sunday. At MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, on the Esplanade in Chico, only one more week to see Beyond the Frame, an exhibit of murals and graffiti art. The museum's open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 5. On Sunday, the Paradise Symphony Orchestra holds its annual Music Under the Stars event featuring the PSO Petite Orchestra, the PSO Starlight Strings Quartet, and the PSO Jazz Band. This evening of dining and dancing under the stars begins at 6 o'clock at the Chapelle de l'Artiste, 3300 Inspiration Lane. For tickets, go to Paradise Symphony, all one word, .org. That's the calendar for this week. Born this date, Argentine poet and short story writer Jorge Luis Borges, who remarked, "I cannot walk through the suburbs in the solitude of the night without thinking that the night pleases us, because it suppresses idle details, just as our memory does."
This is Dolores Mitchell. Today, I'm speaking with Kelly Lindner, the curator of the Jackie Headley University Art Gallery in Chico. Together with Trong Ya Win, whose exhibition Dog Days will be at the University Art Gallery from August 30th through October 13th. There is an artist talk and reception on Thursday, August 30th, 5:30 p.m. in Zing Recital Hall. Kelly, how did this exhibition come about?
I actually have been following Trong's work for a number of years. We met in New York City back in early 2000. As I've been following his work and noticing how it's changed his political engagement, I got excited about bringing his work out to Chico. So I invited him to come out last year to look at all the different spaces and resources that we have available here in Chico, and he got excited to do an exhibition. My goal is to bring in artists who are regional, national, and international. We might not otherwise be able to see outside of this area. I want them to be artists the community can engage with on different levels, whether that be intellectually or the type of media they're using, things that really challenge us to look at the world in a new way. Artists who challenge you to think about ideas and really expand what we recognize as contemporary art. I mean, there are so many artists working in different ways, and Trong is really one of those artists. He brings a specific political viewpoint to this new body of work he's created for the gallery, and I'm excited to have students really engage with that. Political art causes people to rethink and review how they feel about certain issues that are happening in our world. And I think at this point in time, it's really important to look at those. It's been amazing to see the support we've been able to garner for this exhibition. We have partnered with Idea Fab Labs, who have provided both equipment and studio space for Trong, and also with the new Makerspace out at Butte College. Trong has been here in Chico in residence for about 6 weeks, creating most of the work for the exhibition. So he's been able to reach out to our different community partners and make use of all of the resources they have.
Trong, what has your experience been like since you arrived in Chico?
I like the sparseness of it, to tell you the truth. And I like being able to come to a place and have a bit of space to think about things, to produce things, to give thought to this exhibition, proper thought that it deserves.
Your exhibit brings together many different media, but there is an overall theme.
In this particular show, I decided to put together a body of work that spans about 6 or 7 years. It's mostly political work that I've made over the years, and that I feel like with what's going on now in the current climate of politics, that it makes sense to show. With most of my work, there is an entry point that's very recognizable to the audience. So I like to provide a portal into the work that they can relate to, whether it be something they recognize representationally. They can be household objects, household games, flags, ping pong tables, paper grocery bags. They can be all manner of things that you would recognize. Generally, my approach is you give the audience something that they can latch onto, and then hopefully you give them another path. You navigate them to another place that they might not otherwise get to with the work. All the work, of course, is from my perspective, so in a way it's from my socio-political angle, but at the same time, there is an open-endedness to the work that I think is important, because if you want to start any kind of dialogue, whether it be in the gallery, on the street, or at the local city hall, you need to be able to have a dialogue in a meaningful way that people don't feel overwhelmed or feel controlled or feel that you're hitting them over the head with your views.
How about a little bit of your own background that has informed your art?
At the moment, I'm living in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam for the last 3 years. I was born in Vietnam and I came to the United States in 1975 as part of the Boat People. I grew up in Florida and then later in New York. I had a Western education for the most part. Over the last 3.5 years, I decided to move back to Vietnam and live there because of the number of times I had gone and visited Southeast Asia in the last 10 years or so. I've just really loved the region, wanted to explore it more. The work that I'm making now probably relates a lot to my life in Ho Chi Minh City. It's a city that's very bustling, that's very hectic, like New York City. But at the same time, it has a rich traditional culture that's also very slowed down, a great cafe culture, a culture of food, among other things. And yet it's a city that's undergoing very rapid transformation. There's a lot of building, there's a lot of construction. Neighborhoods are changing overnight. The skyline is changing overnight. And so a lot of these things related to architecture, the growth of a city, the metamorphosis of a city is informing my work quite a bit right now. The work in the show at Chico isn't necessarily this body of work, but there are some things that relate and that cross over for sure.
What will visitors to your show at the University Art Gallery experience?
Works that I think have a playful nature to them, and they also have an immersive and interactive aspect. There are things in the show, for instance, like a win-win, which is a ping pong table that's been bisected, and the table itself has been butted up against the wall, against a sheet of glass the same size as half the table. The repeated image has the viewer, if they pick up a ping pong paddle, playing against themselves. This playful piece, but at the same time, I think it has this existential aspect to it. You know, this idea of, first of all, being self-reflexive, and also you are playing a game that normally would be competitive or that there would be an outcome. In this particular game, you are just against yourself. There's no win, there's no lose. There's just you in front of you. It's a playful piece, but in the end, for me, it's more of a piece about this kind of personal existential crisis, I think, that we all go through at different points in our lives. And it can be something minor or it can be something significant. There are other works in the show that are also very confrontational in a way. One of the walls in the main space is occupied by an entire video. It mimics a cartograph, and it's an image of Donald Trump's signature, his kind of cartoonish signature that he's been known to show when he signs an executive order. This particular work is called Executive Orders. Instead of a heartbeat line, you see this signature kind of repeating itself, going back and forth. Instead of a beep at the apex of the heartbeat, the sound in this particular work is punctuated by the sound of gunshots. You can only hear it through earphones that are being suspended in the ceiling that represent and mimic the earmuffs that one would find at a gun range, for instance. The other thing about this particular piece is that it's, of course, related to gun violence in America, gun control issues in a broader way, and just looking at the suffering that's involved as well when you hear these sounds of gunshot. And maybe it could be suffering, it could be people getting desensitized to it. I'm not sure how people will experience this. Going back to the notion of nuance and subtlety, I decided that instead of appropriating the sound of a gunshot that you could find online or a gun range, I asked a local musician by the name of Adam Aronson to record these gunshot sounds using instruments in his studios, traditional instruments and found objects as instruments to recreate these gunshots.
The other part of your exhibit that really struck my memory was the Pledge of Allegiance one, involving the American flag and pictures of people saluting.
It's a work that has three components. The first component is an American flag I made in my studio, so it's actually hand-painted, even though it looks like just a standard run-of-the-mill flag. It's been hand-painted, and it's also been creased with the text, "Help Me," on it, which is done in a font that is similar to the horror movie The Exorcist. In a way, conceptually, it's a piece about the notion of separation of church and state. And this idea that perhaps we are a country that regularly gets overrun by religion and it taints our view of the Constitution. The second part of the piece is a series of photographs that hang on the wall, and they all relate to the flag in that they all are images of hands kind of directed at the flag. So they're just hands of New Yorkers that I photographed on the streets. The third component is a looping audio of the Pledge of Allegiance. I found this track online of children reciting the pledge. I decided to remove the words "under God" to bring it back to its original form. This kind of eerie soundtrack of kids reciting the pledge, it's looped essentially every minute and a half, so it has this dark overtone to it.
Kelly, will you give us the details on when the University Art Gallery is open, and also the details on the talk?
The Jackie Headley University Art Gallery is located in the Arts and Humanities Building, which is on the corner of 2nd and Salem Street.
I understand the gallery hours have changed.
We have some different hours for the upcoming academic year, Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 4 p.m., and then also by appointment. Please feel free to email me, and I'm happy to open the gallery at other hours. The exhibition will be open August 30th through October 13th, and there is going to be an artist talk on Thursday, August 30th, starting at 5:30 p.m. in Zing Recital Hall. We will then be having a reception at the gallery following the artist talk.
Thank you. This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with Christine McShane about a wonderful Chico outdoor art festival called Experience Plein Air.
It'll be on September the 16th, which is a Sunday, and it's going to run from about 10 a.m. till about 2 p.m., and we're welcoming the public. It'll be a free event, so it's a really great event to bring your kids and expose everyone to the world of art, especially outdoor painting.
How about participants who are going to set up their easels and paint?
We'll have the gates open by about 8 a.m. that morning. They can register through my website. That's at Christine McShane Art.
Before you say another word, please spell for me.
CHRISTINEMACSHANEART.com.
What will the artists who come at 8 a.m. be doing?
It's going to be at the Palms out there, just off of Nord and East. It's a beautiful location. They've got running water, waterfalls, koi ponds, little huts, as well as palm trees, of course. Lots of shade and little paths and green. So there's plenty of little sites for the artists to be set up. They're going to be setting up their little area, getting ready to commence painting. So a lot of them will be using watercolor. It's one of the easier mediums to use, but there'll maybe some mixed medias going on with the acrylics and the oils and so on. They're going to paint whatever they're seeing in their area. So that's the challenge for you to edit out or include everything, whatever you would like to paint. The artists are going to be asked to chat with everybody as they come in, talk about art, talk about their method and what they're doing. It's very interactive, especially if you're interested in or have just started painting. This would be a really great event for you to come and find out a little bit about the process. Quite a number of people who have registered are just new painters, so it's going to be a really good kick in the pants for them.
You are yourself a plein air painter, which simply means painting out of doors. Why is it such an exciting thing for you to do?
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to Macy's to shop for black shoes, and then you find there are like 500 pairs. And then you go to a little shoe shop and there are only three to choose from. I much prefer the second because I can make my choice and I can get on with my day. Well, plein air for me is a little bit like that. Your subject matter is limited. It's what's in front of you. You're not going to be having to think about anything other than what's in front of you. Whatever materials you bring with you, that's what you're going to use. You know, you don't have to be thinking, oh, if only I had blah, blah, blah. You work with what you've got. So in that sense, it's very peaceful, very restful. I make do with what I've got. And it's also in some, because, you know, I don't always have a lot of time to spend out there doing it, it's kind of like just do it and get it out and just feel good about what I've done. So in that respect, I just like the immediacy of it, I suppose. And then I always take lots of reference photos as well, because sometimes I see things as I'm painting that I think, well, that's something I'd like to go expand on or do at a later date and maybe with a different medium. It's sort of almost like a recon mission in a sense as well. So, yeah.
It certainly makes you stop and really look at what's in front of you. We just have such busy lives, and being able to contemplate nature quite literally is such a restful, such a restorative thing. Well, this is something that you can enjoy even if you're not at the moment an artist. You can bring your entire family. What will that be like if you bring children along?
Well, as I said, it's a free event, so we certainly welcome everyone. There will be food trucks available and beverages. There'll also be adult beverages available as well. We have plenty of places to sit down and rest. There'll be plenty of shade. We have fabulous musicians, Tony and Sally Mendez, on acoustic guitar and vocals. Just, you know, a good atmosphere. And we also encourage you to bring your children to expose them to the world of art. They probably have more questions than we do. You'll get lots of answers from the people, and there'll be vendors as well. We have a vendor hall, which will be inside again in the shade. Just a variety of crafts and art persons and interesting things that you might be starting to look for your early Christmas gift buying, and this is a good place to start.
When I think of the Palms, I think of Monet's own garden where he developed a lily pond and had koi, and it was a controlled atmosphere for him to paint in. Seems to me there's a lot of similarity here.
I think so too. I think it's a challenge for the artist to reconcile themselves with the area that they have and then decide on whether they're going for the expanded view or do a close-up. So it is a challenge, but kind of like they did back then when they couldn't sort of just run around all over the place taking photos and coming back to the studio, you painted what you had. And well, he was lucky, Monet. He had a beautiful place to paint. Poor old Van Gogh had a sunflower in a vase.
Well, how did this event come about? How did you invent it? And I understand it's going to be a yearly event.
Yes, that's our intention for sure. I teach beginner watercolor at the studio, and obviously when people have been coming for a little while, they start to want to learn more and expand outside, even just in the studio. And I had been traveling and posting a few of the little plein air things that I had done while gone, and a lot of people wanted to do some more of that. And so I thought, I spoke with Laurie from the Palms. I said, you know, she was saying she would like to expand a few other things happening there at the Palms. And I said, well, how about we do this? And it was literally that simple. And that's kind of how it started up. We've got such a great area, so diverse, for outdoor painting, because you've got the agricultural, you've got the natural parks and so on, and you've got downtown. There's lots of little places that you could do it. So there's lots of ideas for the future events. This one, we're just kind of getting our feet wet.
You were also talking about having helpers. We're making this possible.
Yes, well, as I said, Laurie Goddard from the Palms has been a huge part of this. Our wonderful Carol Thompson, she's had vast experience in creating events. We're learning so much from her. And then our wonderful Mary Oliver, she just whips everything together and keeps us all in line, keeps everything looking great, any of the posters you're seeing and so on. She puts all those together for us. So we've managed to put together the four of us. We're all sort of specializing in our area of expertise. We just lucked out that we seem to have filled all the gaps, which is great. We're working together very well.
You have a great talent for making connections. You've made a fine connection with Monca for this event.
Yes, that was great too. Well, we wanted to give back into the art world as well. And so part of the proceeds from this will be going to the Monca. They have offered a mini show for the artists participating. So at the end of our event, each artist gets to submit a piece, if not the one that they were creating at the event, something along the same lines. And we'll be doing a 2-week show at the Monca with the artists who do participate. So we did have a registration date down for everybody, for the vendors and the artists. We have since removed that because summer kind of got in the way. We realized, you know, everybody's probably kind of figuring out their fall activity list, and we'd like this to be on it. So if you're still interested, they can definitely register through my website there at christinemcshaneart.com, and there's actually its own tab, Chico Open Air Outdoor Festival.
And I should say that MONCA stands for the Museum of Northern California Art.
Right. So this is very apt. Yes.
Well, say just a bit more about what it'll be like for artists to interact with other artists at the event.
I think that's going to be fabulous because, you know, we have some very seasoned artists who have registered, and I know personally of several people who have just started, even just started painting with me, and they're very excited about it. And I think that overall what we're asking of the artists is to be open to conversation, whether it's with other artists or with the public, to really kind of use this opportunity to showcase them and their work and their passion for art, and to share what they've learned and what they know. So I think that's going to be a big part of this. the public sharing of it. So whether it's with other artists who are participating or with other people who are just interested in art altogether.
Tell me about the prize.
Oh, yes. We have two sponsors that have submitted the money for the prize. One of them is the Gateway Science Museum and also Amain Hobbies. With that money, we're giving a $200 first prize, $100 second, and a $50 third prize. Those will be by public voting. So as you come in, you'll be given the information sheets about the various vendors and the artists. And you'll also be given a little voting sheet and a pencil. And then we ask that you would vote for what appeals to you. We will be closing the votes at 2 o'clock, and between 2 and 3 o'clock, we'll be announcing the winners for those.
There are a few things more exciting than watching an artist make a scene appear. This is going to be a wonderful event, September 16th. Give us another rundown on the details, please.
It'll be Sunday, September 16th, only a few weeks away. It'll be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be some public voting. We'll have plenty of food and beverages. We'll have music there, lots of shade and places to sit. We welcome anybody to come along, but if you'd like to participate, whether you're a vendor or an artist, we still have room for you. You can go into the website christinemacshaneart.com, or you can contact me at the studio 561 and I can help you with the registration that way as well.
Let's say someone is driving from downtown Chico. How do they reach the Palms?
The easiest way is to go straight down the Esplanade. You're going north on the Esplanade. You're going to turn left on East Avenue, so you'll be heading west. Right before you get to that railway line, you'll see a sign on the right. It's Nord, and it says Sun Chasers and the Palms. And you're going to head right. And you're about half a mile on the left, you'll see the Palms. And we'll probably have some balloons and things out there, and there'll be some signage from East Avenue. We'll take you out there as well.
This is going to be a fantastic yearly event for the art community and the whole Chico community. I'll see you there.
We also want to remind you about another September event, Pachakacha, a collection of short presentations on the topic of politics, social justice, and art. If you or someone you know are interested in making a presentation, a mini commentary organized around 20 images of your choice, the deadline for reserving a space in Pachakacha is September 14th, and the presentation itself is a week later. The organizers of this informal public event are soliciting presentations from artists, but also from historians, political science experts, and anyone from the North State community who's interested in the topic of politics, social justice, and art. For more information, contact the Chico Art Center. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you miss this show at its regular broadcast time, you can always listen to it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.